Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Plenty of chat over the last few days about the Penrith Panthers and their celebrations. And a lot of people seem to be getting really upset about this. Something I'm starting to notice is a lot of people getting upset at these Penrith Panthers boys. They were really cool last year. We all loved them when they were the fairy tale. It's funny what happens, how quickly we turn on people when they're successful or teams when they're successful. This is a bunch of young guys enjoying themselves, celebrating what they've achieved. They've worked hard for it. It hasn't fallen in their lap. I know people have tried to say that they had a lucky final series. Did they have breaks go their way? Yeah, they did, but they took advantage of the breaks they had. I don't know how you can hold that against anyone. That's what life is about. Occasionally you get little breaks that fall your way, you take advantage of them. Sometimes you get things that go against you and you have to fucking deal with it. The Penrith Panthers, they've done well, and you know, those boys, they're enjoying themselves. Young bunch of guys, some guys leaving the club at the end of the year, Kirk Catewell, Matty Burton, these sort of guys. You have got your sprinkle of, in my opinion, dickheads in that football side, including Tyrone May, who I will not push back on anyone, anything that they've said about him over the last few weeks. I thought that his social media post was absolute dog shit. So I'm open slather to that. But as far as the boys enjoying themselves, I don't know. I think it's a bit of a tall poppy syndrome that we have in rugby league, in Australia in general, but definitely in rugby league. Viliami Kikau, someone sent me a video the other day of him singing Glory, Glory like an idiot. I'm not huge on it, but I mean, the boys are getting on the drink. They're a couple of days in. I mean, what? I don't know. I think that if you were to get Viliami Kikau to do that when he was sober, he wouldn't do it. I know that's not an excuse, but I also don't understand why on earth we've got phones behind scenes here. If I was a coach, I'd, you know, especially for the next week, take the phones off the boys, let them go, but take their phones off them for God's sake. Like, there's just nothing good to come out of it. I love that we get to see the Instagram lives and we get to see all that, but unfortunately, it just gets dominated by people having opinions on things that they shouldn't even be able to see, that they shouldn't be involved in, but that's the world we live in. I guess the biggest headline, though, has been the Premiership trophy reportedly breaking. I haven't had that confirmed to me, but seems to be by the pictures, unless that is one hell of a replica, that the trophy was broken during the week. And look, is it ideal? No. Is it a respect thing? I mean, you could argue it is, and I would understand that. I wouldn't push back on you, but is it as big a deal as what it seems? Personally, I don't think so. You got 30 blokes on the drink, carrying around this trophy, passing it to each other from, you know, from time to time. I'm sure it's going to slip, drop, fall off something. I mean, these are guys that are in day three, day four on the drink. Shit is going to happen. I don't think the Penrith Panther boys have gone out of their way to break the trophy and thought it was a giggle or to have a laugh. I just think it's a little bit over the top, to be honest with you. And it's funny how we look back on these things, because for those that don't know, 1989, one of the greatest grand finals of all time, the Canberra Raiders beating the Balmain Tigers, the premiership that got away for the Balmain Tigers, Benny Elias hitting the crossbar with a field goal attempt, Stevie Jackson scoring one of the best tries we have ever seen in rugby league history, unreal scenes. The boys celebrating, it was the Canberra Raiders' first ever premiership. They'd lost in 87 to the Manly Seagulls, won in 89 to win their first comp. This is a team that, you know, I wasn't there. I haven't seen a tape of it myself. But from what I've gathered from the guys I've spoken to, when the Canberra Raiders arrived at their grand final breakfast in 1989, they introduced the Balmain Tigers, Steve Roach, Wayne Pearce, you know, Gary Jack, all these absolute legends. And then there was these bunch of kids from Canberra who, in retrospect, a great team, an all-star side. Bradley Clyde, Mal Meninga, Ricky Stewart, Laurie Daly, Gary Belcher, you name it, this team had them. But this was a team of young guys at that point. And as the story goes, they read out, you know, Blocker Roach, all these guys from the West, from the Balmain Tigers, sorry. And then they said, and the Canberra Raiders, and they came out. It was that sort of a vibe, you know. The Canberra Raiders, they were the outsiders in this one. The Balmain Tigers were the red-hot favourites to win this one. Canberra won their first ever grand final. Unbelievable scenes. And then driving back down the main streets in Canberra, they had a heap of cars. You might have seen some of the footage. There's a famous little clip of Laurie Daly as he's coming down the road. You can see him hanging his head out the side of the car, ready to throw up. He's got a beer in his hand still. We're on day two or day three by this point. So Laurie in a world of hurt, but just loving himself, sick, enjoying himself, winning his first ever premiership as a young bloke, which a lot of guys are doing in the Penrith Panthers camp right now. In fact, all of those guys, except for Api Kurosawa, are celebrating their first ever premiership win. And I dare I say this one would mean 10 times more to Appy than what his first one in 2014 would. But I'll leave that up to Appy to answer that, I guess. A back look at that 1989, the celebrations, and there's also a couple of famous photos where you see the trophy. It's being held by Mal Meninga, a couple of other Canberra Raiders icons, and it's wrapped around a towel. Yeah, the trophy has a towel wrapped around the bottom of it. Very strange. It's because the premiership trophy was broken in 1989 too, funnily enough, by Laurie Daly, the young 5'8 coming through for the Canberra Raiders, won his first premiership celebrating. He was in a car holding it, probably carrying on a little bit. The car pulled up and he was off balance, probably because he was off his head, and he had to make a decision. Does he hold on to the trophy or does he fall out of the car himself? And look, Loz made a decision. Unfortunately, it cost the trophy a couple of bumps and bruises. And it was funny, it was actually a story on Channel 9 a couple of years ago. I've heard this story a few times, but I'm just going to play you a little clip now of Laurie Daly talking about this moment and the Channel 9 boys giggling and laughing to it. And then I just want you to take it in. It's a really good story. He talks about the 89 grand final, and then he talks about the incident with the trophy. I'll just hand you over there now.
Time to win it. No one really gave us a chance. We were behind at half time. You guys were talking about so many turning points in that match, and in the end we just were able to ground our way to victory, and the celebrations after it was magnificent. But just to see a guy like Mal Meninga after the game say this is what rugby league's all about, winning a premiership. You can play for Australia, you can play for Queensland or New South Wales, but winning the competition with your mates was pretty special.
You mentioned the celebrations afterwards. The trophy, is it true winning the Winfield Cup, it ended up actually on the receiving end?
Brace. I don't know how it ended up with me, because I'd been out obviously all night celebrating, but I was in the car and... Freddie, you know me, I wouldn't have been out celebrating.
No. What happened to it, Loz?
The car was pulling up and I had the trophy in my hand.
Have a look at it.
And all of a sudden, I lost my balance and I lost control of the trophy. And I thought, it'd be very embarrassing if I fell out of the car. So I just released the trophy and I stayed in the car. But the trophy fell on the ground. But I smashed the base of it and I got into a bit of trouble over it. But anyway, I'm still here to this day. But you can see the towel, all the photos of the premiership trophy are wrapped in towels and spinning back and forth.
There you have it, the famous story of Laurie Daly dropping the trophy and breaking it. They had to wrap it in a towel in 1989 during their celebrations. And look, I understand, obviously, a different time, a different team. I get it. But you know what? I was looking through all of the Facebook posts, all of the YouTube comments. I mean, there is not a single person that has labelled what Laurie Daly did as disrespectful. It was an accident, which I'm sure is the exact same situation the Penrith Panthers boys are in. I understand the Panthers boys, there's a little bit more to it that people are upset about. I get that. But this incident within itself, I don't understand why people are, so many people too. I mean, the comments are flooded with people calling the Panthers disrespectful. They should be fined. They should have the trophy taken off them. I mean, shit happens, you know. Like, I really don't think the Panthers boys have broken this on purpose. And it's funny. I mean, are we going to look back in 20 years' time when, you know, Nathan Cleary or Jerome Law, one of these boys, is telling a story about when they were on the source and something happened to the trophy and it broke? I mean, we're laughing and giggling at Laurie Daly. As I said, I just went through like 60 comments across three different platforms on that video. Not a single person bagging Laurie Daly. Not a single person called him disrespectful. Nothing like that. I mean, if it's funny in hindsight, are we not sort of thinking the same lines as the Penrith Panthers, or is it a different story because it is the Penrith Panthers? I mean, if this would have happened to Brandon Smith last year when he was the most popular guy in rugby league and he had the ski goggles on and everything that Brandon Smith did was hilarious, if he would have accidentally broken the trophy, is it funny or is he disrespectful, should be fined, should have the trophy taken off him? I just think people are starting to get a little bit negatives with these Penrith Panthers, and I don't know if it's because people are jealous. I don't know if it's a salty sort of thing. I'm not sure what it is. It's a very strange turn of events how these guys have gone from being the absolute hero last year, everyone cheering them on against the Melbourne Storm, everyone hoping that they win, to the next year them coming back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And changing the way they play completely, showing you that they're even more of a football team than what we originally thought they were, going the long way round to win this premiership. Get it done against a high-quality team with one of the greatest coaches, if not the greatest coach ever, up there at Suncorp in his backyard, with an unbelievable defensive effort, with players injured left, right, and centre. Dylan Edwards has been in a moon boot. You had Ivan Cleary waking up in the middle of the night, not sure if they'd be able to get through that grand final. I mean, I find it very strange how quickly everyone has turned on the Panthers and how we've sort of overreacted to this whole trophy thing. I understand, would it be better if it didn't happen? 100%. But let's not blow our lids here and lose our heads over something that you don't know the whole story behind. And, I mean, it's happened before with Laurie Daly, and we giggle, we laugh, we make shows out of it. All the platforms that I saw this story on, Facebook, Instagram, on YouTube as well, they all had the same thing in their title, the word hilarious. Laurie Daly's hilarious story. Yeah, shit happens. Let's not overreact, please.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.